Cari amici, il Signore è sempre vicino e operante nella storia dell'umanità e ci accompagna anche con la singolare presenza dei Suoi angeli, che oggi la Chiesa venera quali custodi.
God's concern for every human being, shown especially by the protection of guardian angels, was one of the focal points of Pope Benedict XVI's remarks to the faithful gathered for the Sunday Angelus prayer in St. Peter's Square. The Pope also discussed this Sunday's Gospel, noting that the reading from the 21st chapter of the Gospel according to St. Matthew closes with a particularly severe warning from Jesus, addressed to the chief priests and elders of the people. Therefore, I say to you, the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a people that will bear fruit.
A voi sarà tolto il regno di Dio e sarà dato ad un popolo che ne produca i frutti.
These words, said Pope Benedict, make us think of the great responsibility of those who in every age are called to work in the vineyard of the Lord, especially in a role of authority. He said these words urgently call the pastors of the Church to renew their full fidelity to Christ, who, recalled Pope Benedict, is the stone which the builders rejected because they considered Christ an enemy of the law and a danger to public order. Rejected and crucified, said Pope Benedict, Christ rose again, becoming the cornerstone on which the foundation of all human existence and the whole world may rest, with absolute certainty.
Saldamente ancorati nella fede alla pietra angolare che è Cristo, rimaniamo in Lui come il tralcio che non può portare.
Firmly anchored in faith in the cornerstone who is Christ, abiding in Him like the branch that cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine. Only in Him, through Him, and with Him is the Church, the people of the new covenant built.
Angelus Domini nunciavit Mariae.
Et concepit Spiritus Sanctus.
After the traditional prayer of Marian devotion, Pope Benedict looked forward to the Sunday afternoon beatification in the northwestern Italian city of Ivrea of Sister Antonia Maria Verna, foundress in 1838 of the Sisters of Charity of the Immaculate Conception of Ivrea, a congregation that now has a worldwide mission of providing education, children's catechesis, and health care to the homebound.
Rendiamo grazie a Dio per la luminosa figura della nuova beata, vissuta tra il XVIII e XIX secolo, modello di donna consacrata e di educatrice.
About 20,000 pilgrims were on hand for the Angelus.
When I come to Rome, I always come for the Angelus of the Pope, because I find it very interesting, and it's also a moment of unity for the whole Church.
Father Philip Kehoe is the Delegate Superior of the Sons of Divine Providence for England.
I enjoy receiving the blessing of the Pope and saying the Angelus with the rest of the Church, and the message of the Angelus for me is very important every time I come to Rome. I was very delighted this morning as well because I met some pilgrims from England who I knew very well from the parish where I live.
The Holy Father also had greetings for pilgrims in many languages, including English, in which he prayed especially that God give stout hearts to those who face persecution as they preach the gospel.
I greet all the English-speaking pilgrims and visitors present for this Angelus. In particular, I extend cordial greetings to the participants in the Second International Congress on Divine Mercy in Krakow, and to the students from Iona College, Australia. The gospel of today's liturgy spurs us to pray for all who work in the Lord's vineyard, especially where they face violence and threats because of their faith. May God grant them and all of us strength in our service to Him and to one another. God bless all of you.